This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
I was just doing that so that I have like a frame of reference if there's multiple F words that I have to then go back and bleep.
Does clapping have to do with it?
Well, because I'll see the annoying claps on the sound waves and I'll know more or less where the curse will happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know, a trick of the trade.
A trick of the trade?
Yeah.
So are you going to clap every time someone drops an F-bomb?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't have to now because I have that clap. So then I can look at the other. They can look at the waves where the clapping happened, and then I could like kind of line them up and then find it more or less. You know what I mean? Here's the thing, Stugatz. Good morning.
So you'll take the clap and you'll move it to where there was an F bomb, and the little wave pattern will suggest that someone cursed at that point.
Or around there, within a range.
Okay, got it.
Because this is what happened. For whatever reason, I don't know if we're live or not. Good morning if we're live.
I have no idea.
Here's the thing that happens, right, is you could say the F word on Stupidity, but you can't on the main show.
Right.
And since this is a Stupidity thing, but will be on the main show, I don't know the rules, so I don't want to ruffle any feathers. So the plan is to bleep the F words. And like I ask you, hey, just try not to, but just in case we have to do the clap, just in case some slip through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also because this might air on the main show is what you're saying. If it was just a Stupidity episode, you wouldn't care about the F-bombs, right? You didn't want me saying that. Okay, sorry about that.
That's exactly what I just said.
Okay, good.
I mean, Mike, you could be the arbiter here. Is that not kind of what the explanation was?
Mikey wasn't listening. He can't be an arbiter.
Of course I was.
No, he's just going to... No. He's just going to side with you because he knows I wasn't listening.
He literally explained it. He literally said ABC, and you're like, so what you're saying, in essence, is ABC.
Why don't you tell me what
I just said.
Why don't you tell me what it is he said? Go ahead.
He's saying you can't say the F-bomb on the main show, but you can on Stupidity. So he was just setting the claps up so that he would be able to find any F-bombs afterwards. And then you said, so what you're saying is you're using the claps to find any F-bombs because you can't say it. You literally said it in reverse.
At any point, did Billy say he was putting this episode of Stupidity on the main feed? Did he say that?
He said it might go on the main feed. It was like his opening line.
God, Jesus Christ.
What are we doing today?
Oh, f*** you.
Oh.
No.
No. Your claps, right? Thank you. Wait, you clap like, what were you doing there? That was a specific kind of clap right there.
It was to the microphone.
No, but it was like, I don't know.
It was a golf clap. It was a little bit of a golf clap.
Good. A bit aggressive for a golf clap.
A live golf clap, though, not a PGA golf clap.
Oh, wow. A live golf clap. Amazing. Dan's asking me yesterday about, hey, you love golf. Your sport's under attack, right? Like, how come it's not a bigger deal to you? And I'm trying to explain to him, hey, of the 17 or 19, whatever amount of golfers that have gone over to live, there's maybe one that I care about. Mikey, it would be like, here's the analogy I use for him. If Ryan Tannehill, okay, and Geno Smith went from the NFL to the USFL, would you stop watching the USFL? Would you start watching the USFL and stop caring about the NFL? Because that's who's gone over to live. Right, exactly. That's who's gone over to live. Phil Mickelson's a big name. He's 52 years old. No one cares. And he's desperate for money. Anyway, we digress. All right, we're going to do a... Billy, how do we phrase this? We're going to do a Zoom, wake and take. Okay? Wake and take, Zoom. How about that? It is brought to you by our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. They've been very supportive of the show, mostly Chris Cody.
The Sheets and Giggles guy got engaged, so congratulations, Colin.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How do you know so much about the Sheets and Giggles guy? It's weird.
Because it was tweeted out by the Sheets and Giggles account, I believe.
Oh, of course it was.
Here's the question, Stugatz, for you.
Yeah.
Sheets and Giggles has, as you said, been very supportive. And their CEO is a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Do you feel any obligation to go to the wedding should you be invited?
No.
Oh.
Should I?
I don't know.
Do you feel any sort of obligation?
Well, you know, I wasn't invited yet, so. It'd be great if you get invited to the thing and somehow finagled a appearance fee out of it by Sheets and Giggles. You know what I mean? Like, Sheets and Giggles will pay for you to appear and your travel to go to the wedding of their own CEO.
They'd pay for it.
That's the move, I think.
Yes. Now, where is the wedding? Do you know? Like, I thought they were local.
No.
Okay. Would you go for an appearance fee?
I mean, it's in Denver, I think. I always wonder how that, because I'm not good at high altitude. Like, even just driving through, like, the mountains of Virginia or, you know, like, hills where it's, like, 600 feet above sea level, I start getting nosebleeds. So a mile high seems very high.
Yeah, it does. You're not good at any altitude.
I'm not good at anything.
What are you laughing at, Mikey?
I get winded at sea level.
Billy, how high would I have to put the appearance fee for you to attend the wedding of the CEO of Sheets and Giggles at a high altitude, which makes your nose bleed? How much would I have to set the appearance fee at? Like, how high?
Jeez.
A lot, I feel like.
Well, here's the game, right? If I tell you a number, then maybe that offer happens.
Yes.
And so you don't... It could be lower than what it could be. You know what I mean?
Right.
How is it?
Why don't you just name your price? No. You're going to deflect and come back to me. Why don't you just name your price?
No. I don't want to name a price is what I'm saying, because I don't want to underdo it. How are we extorting?
For all you know, the guy might offer you $25,000 to be at the wedding is what you're saying.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
But you don't want to say a number because there's a chance that he might. Okay.
This is a very okay. So thank you, Sheets and Giggles, for.
By the way, I take it. A deal. I'm there.
So they have their bar budget, their food budget, and their Billy Gill budget to attend the wedding. That's how this works.
That Stugatz will swoop in and take.
Of course.
Yes. This is a strange start to a segment they sponsor where we're planning an extortion of the groom at his own wedding.
Yeah, but I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Stugatz here for my friends over at DraftKings. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DAN. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. How about that? $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DAN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
And now... Back to with Stugatz. Call now 786-456-4837.
It is Wake and Take here on Stupidity. I have news. I have notes. I have thoughts. I have opinions. And of course, I can open up this microphone and give them all to you, but that's not how we do it here on Zoom Zoom Wake and Take. You have to get the questions, the information, the research, the thoughts. You have to get them out of me. You have to ask the right questions. It is that simple. That's what you have to do. And if you don't, I'll tell you to go to hell. It is brought to you by our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Oh my God, the place is loaded up. Look at this. The Zoom is already loaded up at 9:30 in the morning. But first, before we get to any of these people, I interview Billy Gill. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Stugatz. How are you?
You were the only option I had. You were Mikey A.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. Well, usually I have a room full of options here, and I had no option other than you and Mikey A.
Well, Sean D is here as well. He seems to be driving, so I don't know if it's great to go to him right now.
Well, let's do it. What's going on, Sean D? How are you?
Hey.
What's up, Sean? Where are you at?
I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, doing some DoorDash, trying to make some money this morning.
God's country.
Wow. Are you making a delivery right now?
I am, yeah. I've got some ham sandwich I just picked up from a bakery, and it's going to some lovely customer.
Ooh. Wow.
Very nice. Can you walk us right up to the door with you, or what?
Well,
what was that? Sorry.
Yeah, it's probably an infringement. I was going to say, can you walk us right up to the door with you on your delivery, or what?
I mean, I won't, like, show the person's face, but sure. I'm almost there.
Okay, I have a question for you, Sean, even though this is Wake and Take, so you're the one that asked the questions and you have notes that Stugatz will get to.
Right.
How do you feel about when people make requests, like, on DoorDash? Like, do you see all those notes, like, hey, drop it off at my door, but don't look at me. Hey, knock three times, but don't knock four. Like, is that annoying to you?
I do see them, and not really, you know, because I've been that guy, honestly, when I've ordered food, you know, nothing crazy, but I get it. You know, sometimes the baby's asleep or, you know, the dog finally stopped barking, something like that. So,
Sean, I do have a question. When you get a do not, like when you occasionally get the do not knock at all, right? Uh-huh. Like you get that. Do you knock on purpose?
I don't
know.
I wasn't listening.
Steve Martin, too.
Yeah,
because you should, like, you really should. You know, it annoys me when I put a no knock on there. See, it just happened to me. I put a no knock on there and they knock purposely, I feel like, and it's bullshit. My Finney starts barking and I get mad at everyone. Yeah,
that's not cool. Yeah, I'm not trying to bring that into anyone else's day, you know.
Right. Yeah. Now it appears that you're at the person's house. Do you need to go inside for a minute or
I'm not quite there. I was at a stoplight just now, so
I guess you don't go inside. Why? It looked like he pulled into a driveway, Billy. Wait, Billy, how did you know we did it?
He's still moving. I see trees moving behind him.
It was a weird thing he did when he got to the light. He put his car in park. Nah, you did that, right?
I did not do that.
What do you want to talk about, Sean?
I've got none of this right. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, dude, you're cool. This is awesome. I saw the links. I just was like, I'm going to be driving anyway. Might as well hop in. Yeah. I don't know, man.
800 feet, turn right.
Big Dolphins fan, so I guess 800 I'll feet.
Yeah, 800 feet. Turn right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Anyway, I'm a big Dolphins fan. So is this actually the year for Tua? I know you guys have talked about it a lot.
Oh, the year for Tua. I happen to think whether it's the year for Tua or not, that Tom Brady's still going to be the quarterback for the Dolphins next year.
I've been hearing you say that. I don't know how I feel about that take, man. Like, that would be so hard to digest. I'm a lifelong diehard fan. I would not know how to take that.
They had a mini camp yesterday, the Buccaneers did, and he stood right up at the podium, Tom Brady did, looked everyone in the eye, and acknowledged that he spoke with the Dolphins during the offseason. So,
That's exactly how that happened.
It is, Billy. Seriously. I just watched it on SportsCenter. He did. They asked him specifically about the Dolphins, and he said, yes, I spoke to them, but I've spoken to a bunch of people about my NFL career over the last 3 or 4 years because that's why I left New England.
Sean's on the move.
Yep, Sean is on the move. You're not going to take us right to the door, man, are you?
No, don't. That's not infringing.
Don't find this apartment, you know?
Nice clouds today in Charlotte.
Yeah, it looks very nice there today. Yeah.
It is nice out today. You guys are right.
Yeah.
What type of cloud is that? It's the one that looks kind of like cotton candy.
I think those are cirrus clouds.
Are they cirrus clouds? I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't think those are quite
strata clear. Clouds. They're strata clouds.
You're not cumulus nimbus, though.
No, those are the big clouds, Mikey. Yeah.
Those are not cirrus.
Thin layered clouds are strata clouds. I'm telling you. Strata. I don't even have to look it up. That's how confident I am. Strata.
Well, it's called stratus, so you're already
okay. Stratus. I mean, tomato, tomato. I mean, come on. Jesus, who cares? Really gonna break my balls over stratus?
I think they are stratus clouds. I think you might be right.
Thank you. I know I'm right. I told you not to look it up. I mean,
yeah. Anyway.
Here we go.
Where are we going?
Found the place we're looking for.
All right.
Okay, knock on the door. Go ahead.
Don't do it.
I want to make sure it doesn't say not to. Hold on. Let's see.
Wouldn't it be great if this person knows who you are, Stugatz?
Yes, it would be.
All right. Exit. Got to take a little picture here for it.
Yeah, Sean, you should do that. Are you knocking on the door?
I'm going picture to. For the picture. Yeah.
You should say, hey, are you familiar with Stugatz or Billy Gill?
No, don't affect your ratings.
All right, don't say it.
What if it's Charlie? Is it Charlie Hume? What if it's Charlie's house? He lives in North Carolina.
Let me tell you. If it was Charlie's house, he would know it's Charlie's house, okay?
Well, he wouldn't be at the end of the driveway yet if it was Charlie's house.
It was like some little apartment complex, you know?
Yeah.
He'd be Charlie's driving house. Through the fourth gate if it was at Charlie's house.
Oh,
no British guards that he had to get past to get there. So we know
exactly right. I don't know why I'm intrigued by this whole DoorDash delivery going on right now.
If you need to get to other people, that's fine. I'll be here.
Nah, it's fine. Hey, Pete, how's it going? Pete, are you a Celtics fan? You're wearing a green shirt that looks like an NBA Jam shirt.
I am a Celtics fan.
Nice.
Al Horford on there?
No, I got this little Tatum and Brown.
Thing. Yeah, it should probably be Horford, yeah, right? I mean,
if they made like a Horford and like
Horford and Horford,
right? Horford and Horford, yeah.
And then on the back, another Horford, and then a fifth Horford on the sleeve because that's how you win a championship.
Yeah, because if you have five Al Horfords, I'll win a championship. You're right, Al Horford. You know, ESPN just ran an article, Billy, yesterday that no one is more deserving of a championship than Al Horford. 7 weeks after I said the same thing. I mean, gee, welcome to the party, pal. Why am I doing Bruce Willis and Die Hard? I don't
know. Stugatz, you're supposed to ask Pete what he wants to talk to you about. That's the
form. Sorry, I was coughing up phlegm right there.
You okay?
Pete, what do you want to talk about? Yeah, I'm okay. You okay? You good?
I'm good. Pete, you good?
I'm good. Mike, right. Kia, you good?
I'm good. Sean, you still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, good.
Stugatz, you good?
I'm good. Jose, you good?
Good.
Good. All right, let's go back to Pete. Pete, what's going on?
So here's the thing, with Jason Tatum, I love Jason Tatum, but there's the whole thing where he's like, you know, like texted Kobe Bryant, like, I got you, and then he had the armband and all that, and you know, on Celtics Twitter,
careful.
Yeah, trust me, these are hot takes, and you know, I could get attacked by the Kobe Hive any second, but here's the thing, I'm willing to die on this hill. Okay. If we're talking all time best NBA players, Tim Duncan is better than Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
I agree with you.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, thanks,
the big
Jose.
Fundamental. Listen, despite missing that bunny against the Heat, I will still tell you that Tim Duncan, what, he win five NBA championships, Duncan? Four or five championships?
He won five, so the same amount as Kobe. And
Here's the deal with Duncan before you finish there, Pete. Duncan was the number one reason those teams, all five of them, won an NBA championship. Now, you could say Kobe was the reason the Lakers won two, but Shaq was the reason, Shaq and Kobe, to a lesser degree, was the reason that the Lakers won the first three. So I am with you. Duncan won five being the lead guy. Kobe won two being the lead guy. I'm with you, Pete. That's a good take. Listen, you're a Laker hater with your Celtics shirt on, but I don't care about the Celtics. And therefore, I will tell you that is a good take. I'm good with that take. Good job out of you.
Thank you. That means a lot, Stu, guys. Honestly,
I'm sure it doesn't. Yeah, but
no, are you kidding me? It does. This is a legendary moment that the legendary Stu Gatz agrees with me on my hot takes. And here's the thing people don't realize is that, yes, Kobe had some incredible shots, super flashy. And like growing up as kids, like we always talk about, oh, who's better, Kobe or LeBron? Because, you know, I think we're in like fourth or fifth grade when he was winning those championships, when he like was the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he has these incredible fadeaway jump shots and they're big and they're flashy. But at the end of the day, it's worth the same amount as Tim Duncan posting up. Like, so that's what I think people don't realize is why Kobe had the flair. The things he was doing, Tim Duncan was doing the same, but you know, other than missing the bunny.
Right.
Tim Duncan was just more fit. You look at the advanced analytics, he was
Kobe
more
was just doing it for further shooter. Away. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And like, but like 2 points are 2 points. And so at the end of the day, they won the same amount of titles. But yeah, you're totally right that Shaq won three of those. You can make an argument that Tim Duncan won four with Kawhi on the fifth, but you know, I feel like Kawhi wouldn't have found his rhythm, found his mojo without that veteran leadership like Tim Duncan.
No, I'm with you. I think you made a great point. You backed it up with facts. It's a good job out of you. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Stu.
All right, zoom, 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 wake and take.
Thanks, Sheets.
Hey, everyone has to thank who comes on here has to say thank you to Sheets and Giggles, all right?
Okay.
Maybe I'll pay you to come to the wedding. Jose, what are you doing? Where are you?
Austin.
Oh, Austin. Yeah, man. You come out to the shows when we were there?
I did for the Sunday taping. That was great. That was so much fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. What's happening, man?
Waiting on college football.
Oh.
Yeah. What about, you got a question or anything?
Yeah, I got a question. What do you guys think about Alabama this year? They're coming in Austin.
They're going to be good.
Yeah. Bryce Young's coming in. First time a current Heisman player is playing in Austin. There's a lot of question marks around Texas. What do you guys think that's going to look like? September 10th, 11 a.m. kickoff. It'll probably be 100 degrees out there.
Right. I'm not
looking forward to sitting in the stands that day.
It's going to look ugly for Texas. I mean, I don't know any way to sugarcoat that. I have Alabama up by 28 in the second quarter.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, Texas is bad, man. Do you agree? They're not good. Right? Texas is bad, Jose. They're not very good. Like Steve Sarkisian, who was it? Max Strom before that. There's someone in between Max Strom. Was it Tom Herman? Savior in Texas, and yet no one saves Texas. I mean, it's ridiculous. The only guy that should have been the Texas head coach, Charlie Strom, Max Strom, they're both Strong. They have to bring back.
They
got to bring back Mac Brown.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, where'd you think it was going, Billy?
I thought you might be going, but they need to hire Chris Sims.
Nah. Well, that's not a bad idea, by the way.
No, Chris hasn't come down to Austin in quite a while. So.
Well, it sounds like it was a fault of you, Jose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's your fault there, Jose. Yeah,
from what Chris Sims.
I wasn't the one spray painting the overpasses.
Well, he never mentioned that. Seems like you're a little familiar with the situation.
I mean, the way you guys treated Sims when he was down there, why would he go back?
Exactly.
You know? He got a raw deal for sure. He definitely got a raw deal.
It's a gag.
Now, kind of a related thing, NIL. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw Quinn Ewers, who transferred here from Ohio State, apparently is driving an Aston Martin right now.
Oh, Sugats, you have notes on this.
I do. Yes, I do. Aston Martin, it is amazing that a college player, you're a f-ing asshole. It is amazing that a college player, thank you, Billy, is driving around in an Aston Martin. Like this is, and everyone's so amazed by it, as if it's the first time a college player has driven around in an Aston Martin in his entire life. I am telling you, college players have been driving around in Aston Martin since the beginning of time. Okay?
Think about it this way. You got Quinn Ewers, who would most likely be the starting quarterback, driving an Aston Martin.
Right.
Then you got the guy behind him in the backfield, Bijan Robinson, our starting running back, in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lambo.
I mean, this is a strange new world for sure.
Yeah, but it's a great new world. Listen, they're not hiding it anymore, okay? Just straight. So, like, back when I had a friend who was at Duke University back in the days when Corey McGetty was there. Yeah, Dukies. And Corey McGetty was driving around in, like, a Porsche, okay? And my friend would be like, Corey, man, I know where you're from. How are you driving around in a Porsche? And Corey would never, like... Corey's answer would always be like, you know why I'm driving around in a Porsche. Okay. So I'm like, that was it. So at least they're not hiding anymore. It's not in the shadows. It's just like, hey, I'm playing here. Here's my Aston Martin. Here's my Lamborghini. And that's the way it should be because these kids have major, major value. You know?
Absolutely. I think you guys remember the famous story about Eric Dickerson getting a gold Trans Am from Texas A&M only to commit to SMU later on when SMU paid the car note on it.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks ago, saw some social media posts from SMU football, and they had a gold Trans Am smack in the middle of that image. It's probably on Twitter or Instagram or somewhere. But it's all out in the open now.
as it should be. And I'm happy I'm happy the athletes are getting paid. Jose, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to the show in Austin. Zoom, zoom. Wake and take. Sheets again.
Zoom, zoom.
Okay. Let's go to Tony. What's going on?
Dude, what's up? So I have an update. If you remember, I was on the last Zoom Zoom.
Last time Tony was on this, it was his wife's birthday.
That's right. I remember. Yep. You went to the driving range, correct?
I did. So
How you celebrate your wife's birthday, my man. Good job.
So dinner and drinks went well. Took your advice, waited to use the clubs and didn't go. So I played the next day, but I went to the driving range with them.
Mm-hmm.
Was a solid move. I played a couple rounds since. So they're going well. Billy, definitely recommend getting him fitted.
Oh, honestly, the way that story was headed, I thought we were going to get like an announcement of a child on the way.
That's what I thought too. Wait, but Tony, hold on. I just want you to just with Billy, because he's just getting into golf and he revealed to me the other day he's chipping into a curtain or something like that.
Big time golf guy, yeah.
One of those nets? I have one of those.
I was telling Billy I had the net in my backyard. He's like, really? Because I'm chipping into a curtain.
Well, I'm doing it. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm doing
it. He's a self-made man. He does everything on his own.
At the studio and at the studio presently, and hopefully things can change. At the studio, we don't have any place that I can be chipping or driving. So what I do is I will set up either a real golf ball or a foam golf ball, and then I just hit it as hard as I can into this curtain that's by where the old HQ set used to be. And every time I do it, I look up and I almost hit one of the lights because it's a very low ceiling. So I should probably stop doing it, but that's all I can do right now to practice, you know?
Funny enough, you're laying out like the HQ studio. I've actually been there, which is cool.
Nice.
I befriended Charlie when you guys first moved to 10 o'clock.
Sean just took him food.
It's amazing. No, yeah. Yeah. Well, he just got past the fourth kid. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. He did a good job. Billy, I actually met you in there. Bomani was doing his show right afterward, and he brought me up after you guys filmed from 10 to 1, and you were still hardworking man. We're still in there cutting up stuff.
You know how it is, man.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to do it. Also, I'm in the middle of breakfast, and after the bread conversation yesterday, eating an English muffin, the nooks and crannies.
Nice.
Where does that fall in the ranking? Is it OLI? Is it not even there?
For me, it's probably OLI. I was with Dad. I love those Hawaiian rolls. That would be number two. Money is number one for me. I like a sourdough roll. Billy, do you have a top, Mikey, you have a top five breads? Do you have a top five breads? Because we all did it on the show yesterday. I went straight to number one, Mike. I went with money. I mean, you know?
Well, I mean, I can't argue with that, but I'd go number one, garlic.
Garlic. Really? Bread. Really?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I mean, straight to number one. You want garlic bread? Really?
Straight to number one.
I think we're talking about, but I think we were talking more about like sandwich bread, you know?
You ever put roast beef on garlic bread?
Yeah, no, I know, Mike. I know. Talk to me later. Listen, you're a food expert. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes, I am.
Who am I to critique you? Okay, and it does sound delightful. But if you just have like your run of the mill bologna sandwich, what do you want it on?
I mean, don't say garlic Italian bread.
Italian bread. You're an Italian.
Italian bread.
Exactly. Okay. Good, Tony, but I want it because Billy is sneaky tall. I don't think people realize this about Billy. Billy, how tall are you? No, you are. You're tall. I don't think people realize how tall you are.
6'7", I think.
Yeah, 6'7".
Yeah.
And so the one time I played golf with Billy, okay, he's now made himself taller than Carmelo Anthony, okay? the one time I played golf with Melo, he was holding the clubs. He had tiny clubs in his hands, and I was trying to tell him the importance of fitting. Can you back me up on this, Tony? Because it is the single most important thing that I have done with my golf clubs is making sure they have fitted correctly, because it's a game changer, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I got clubs 10, 12 years ago straight off the rack, and I learned – I've been playing since, and I'm like a 9 handicap. Like, I'm okay, nothing special,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I learned things about my game that I had never known before. He's telling me about my spin rate and giving me a super, super heavy steel shaft. It's like 120 grams where off the rack is like 80 grams. So I'm getting like 10 more yards out of the ball. So, yeah.
You into this live tour or what? Doesn't matter.
I was going to ask you that. I watched a little bit of it. I thought it was super underwhelming. I don't know about you. I watched it and like there was no juice.
The leaderboards there is no juice.
The leaderboards on the sides. We know the Dustins. We know the Phils.
Right.
But then with the abbreviations, I didn't know half the names that were on the leaderboard.
Hmm. Yeah, and the other names I knew, I didn't care about. So yeah. It just doesn't really. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Really, I was trying to explain this to Dan just yesterday. It's like if Ryan Tannehill and Geno Smith and a couple, like think about the names who left. The only name you really care about, at least for me, is Dustin Johnson and maybe Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Phil Mickelson is a name, but he's also a 52-year-old name, right? So he's well past his prime. It was clearly a money grab for him, for guys like Sergio and guys like that. Lee Westwood, who was never good enough to win a major on the PGA Tour, so he went to the LIV Tour. It's a money grab for those guys. But use Dustin Johnson, use Bryson DeChambeau. They're good golfers. They're not great golfers. If two good NFL quarterbacks, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill and Tua, okay, if they went to the USFL, would you stop watching the NFL and start paying attention to the USFL? Of course you wouldn't. And you would laugh at them for doing that, for making that move, except when you realize they got $150 million guaranteed dollars, whether they succeed or not. And so there's a money grab involved there. I'm not interested in it at all. I was trying to explain to Dan that all I care about, I love to play golf and I love the four majors, okay? All the other tournaments, you know, the John Deere Classic, that's like game 152 Pirates Brewers Major League Baseball season. No one gives a shit about it. And Dan doesn't understand that. We care about four tournaments a year and it's the four majors. And as long as I don't care if those guys sell ice cream in between tournaments, as long as the best players show up for the four biggest tournaments. Like, so right now, Dan's like, your sport's under attack. I'm like, no, it's not, because all I care about is the majors, and the majors currently aren't under attack. They're their own entities. And so I just don't care about it. Like, for me, it doesn't matter where these guys play as long as they all show up to the big four, you know? Mm.
Yeah. Would you think of Phil purposely putting on the vest that had the Augusta National logo on it and coming out with a scruffy beard? Never seen that before.
And looking like he's on tons of cocaine.
Yeah. You see those eyes?
I said he looked like he was. I didn't say he was. I just said he looked like he was.
That's why he put the sunglasses on yesterday.
I don't want to go that far.
Can we play the reckless? Can we play the reckless speculation sound quick?
Yes. Well, everything I do is reckless.
Yeah. Don't.
Phil was sending a message like, hey, I'm a Masters champion. I've won that thing three times and I want to play it again. And I'm going to play it again, whether I play here or play at the PGA. And so I thought it was interesting. The Masters is going to be the interesting one. It's the one they care about the most. And if the Masters says, hey, you join LIV, you're not playing here, those guys have a real decision to make. Maybe not Phil, because he's 51, 52 years old. But Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed and guys like that, they're going to have a decision to make, because that's how much that tournament means to them. So we'll see what happens here. All right. Thanks, man. Zoom, zoom. Wake and take. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, what's happening? Cheats and giggles. How are you?
Zoom, zoom, boys. How's it going?
Good, man. You had a high rise there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm on the 19th floor.
I got to be honest with you.
It looks really high up.
Dugatz, when I saw Jonathan Taylor waiting in the waiting room, part of me was hoping that it'd be the running back from the Colts.
Yeah.
But it was
exactly. Then you saw him.
Are we sure it's not?
Yeah, I mean.
I was also hoping Jonathan Taylor Thomas maybe sneaks in. Big fan of the show. Kind of hasn't done a lot lately in Hollywood. Maybe he's a listener, but no.
Fair point.
We got 19th floor, Jonathan.
Yeah, I apologize for the disappointment, boys.
It's okay, Jen. Do you know the real Jonathan Taylor? I mean, not that you're not the real Jonathan Taylor, but like, you know.
What?
I mean, do you know anyone famous?
Not this again.
No. I met Barack Obama, but...
What? Wait a minute.
Wait, did he get his number? Did he get his number?
Did he think you were the Colts running back also?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was shocked and surprised. I mean... He was paid to be here, so it wasn't too big a deal. But
How much does it cost to get Barack Obama to go somewhere?
I would imagine. I wasn't paying the bill, so
I don't know.
You could be the boss. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys are missing the fifth major is the RBC Canadian Open that's going on this week.
Ah, that's right, RBC.
up in Canada, so need to get that plug in, and also the Canadian Football League. Who do you got?
CFL.
Who you got winning the Grey Cup this year?
CFL. I have the Toronto Argonauts.
Really?
How about that? Yeah, big year for the Argos.
Wow,
that's the only team I know.
Names right, so that's a bonus. Yeah, that's all we can ask for.
Billy named the one team that he knew, and I named the one team that I knew.
And you took the two I knew.
Aren't
there a Lions somewhere?
Yeah, the BC Lions, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are here.
The Boston College Lions, of course.
Saskatchewan.
I'm a big CFL guy.
You are, huh?
No.
I mean, they're on, what, ESPN3 now? So
that's right.
You guys can get into it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Name one of the team, Billy. Stampedes? The Calgary Stampedes?
That's pretty close.
Stampeders, yeah.
Oh, Stampeders. All right.
I can give you that one.
So I am taking the Argonauts to win the entire thing. Billy, who are you taking?
The Alouettes.
The Alouettes. Who are you taking, Jonathan?
The Blue Bombers going for the three-peat.
Sign guy, who are you taking to win the CFL Grey Cup? Oh.
And I guess a question, and he muted himself.
Sean D, Delivery Dash, are you still with us?
I'm
here, man.
Delivery Dash, that's a fine. Sean D, who do you have winning the Grey Cup?
I got to go with the BC Lions.
Oh, there you go.
Of course. Everyone likes Edmonton Boston
Eskimos.
College.
I'm going with the Edmonton Eskimos.
Eskimos. Wow.
Wow. And now, I guess was Edmonton eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Oilers?
We're down to the.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Didn't Johnny Manziel play for Hamilton Tiger Cats?
Wow, the Tiger Cats.
That's my team.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams played for the Argonauts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't Ricky go there too? Cam Wake came from the CFL.
Oh, Earthwake.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now I want an all CFL team. I really do. Yeah.
Like the Rock.
Doug Flutie.
Sign guy, who are you going with?
The Rock for the Stampeders back in the day.
There you go.
That's a good point. Wow. The CFL's had some good players. I mean, they usually get them 9 years past their prime, but they've had some good players, you know?
Wonder who the greatest quarterback in CFL history is.
I bet you Jonathan Taylor can tell you who it is. John, do you know? Was it Theismann? Yeah,
I think it's like Damon Allen, but like that's like a local, you know, like he was here for 30 years. So,
but who's the biggest name that ever played in the CFL?
Doug Flutie.
Warren Moon or Doug Flutie.
Warren Moon or Doug Flutie. Okay, I mean Warren Moon's legit. Like, that's a Hall of Fame NFL quarterback. You know?
Can I change my team?
Yeah, no.
I want to go for the Edmonton Elks.
The name change.
Bold move.
That's right, the name change.
Yeah, duh, the name change. Everybody knows.
All right, so you're taking the Elks?
Yeah, of course. A big Elk guy now.
All right, I'm going to stay with the Argonauts. Are the Argonauts supposed to be good this year?
No.
God bless football, Jonathan.
There you go.
God bless football. Can't wait for the NFL season.
All right. We're talking CFL right now, so same with us. Jonathan, thank you, man. Have a good day at work, dude.
Cheers, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you. Let's go to Song Guy. Song Guy, what's happening, man? Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. Nothing. Just wanted to know, have you guys had problems with AAA in the past? Because they are killing me this morning.
What happened?
My car won't start. Been 2 days trying to get them out to the townhouse, and no one will show up.
Two days. I mean, Jesus.
Huh.
Taking my wife.
The longest I've ever had to wait is 20 minutes.
That's terrible.
So what? Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you like after? What have you done to try to get them out there? You know.
Called the home office. Nothing's happening.
What's the bullshit excuse they're giving you? What are they saying?
They don't even pick up the phone, which is even worse.
Are you calling the right number?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Are you calling the right number?
I called even customer service that they have has been trying to call the technicians, and they don't answer to them either. So
Wow.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just going to sit here with my car not working, I guess.
Get a new car,
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the point of having AAA is so you don't have to plop down money on a new car.
Yeah, you have to here.
Or a tow truck to move the car. It's just wasting my money.
It doesn't start?
Yeah, I tried jumping it. Nothing's happening. I think I need a new battery, but they're supposed to bring me a new battery. But
where do you live? Stugazzo will go help you. Where are you by?
Yeah,
maybe I'll be down in the hood. I'm in the hood, Kendall Town.
Yeah.
Oh, you're down in Kendall?
Hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll be down there in about 3 hours. Okay, that's how long it takes me to get down there. Okay.
You'll be quicker than AAA. I'll tell you that's
good. Well, what do you want me to bring? Bring a battery, or what do you need?
Yeah, yeah. Double A's. Get me a Die Hard, and then I'll pay you for the service and.
Really, I would totally show up with AAA batteries. A pack of 12.
Here. Yeah. Keep the extra. Keep it.
That
changed.
Is some bullshit. AAA, do better. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious, man.
Get them on the platform. I love it.
What kind of car is it, if you don't mind me asking?
What does that matter?
Because I'm trying to help them out. What kind of car is it?
A Jeep Cherokee.
Oh.
So a Jeep Cherokee, that's why I asked, Billy. Jerk.
What
because
color?
I also have a Jeep, okay?
You do?
And so, yeah, but Jeep has its own service. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it.
Inside your car, at least the Jeep I got. Yes, I got my daughter a Jeep, Bill. You remember 2 years ago? I told you about that. And inside the Jeep, there's a button that you hit, and it takes you right to Jeep customer service, and they help you out. I'm telling you. They'll send you, like, roadside. Jeep roadside.
I don't think we have the same Jeep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like an upgraded model.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But you know some of the car companies have their own roadside, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I called, yeah, but I bought this car in like 2012, 2013, so.
Yeah, but I think if you're a Jeep, I'm looking it up for you. You know what? Hold on a second. Because I'm pissed at Billy.
I have an idea. No, I have an idea, Stugatz. Why don't we do this? Take your daughter's Jeep and go drive it to his house and then push the button. And then they'll come for your daughter's Jeep and they'll work on his car. Boom.
Okay. I love it.
Okay, boom. But listen.
Problem solved.
I am
That's
just
what I'm doing, man.
You.
I'm here to solve the problems.
I am just telling No, you're not.
Oh.
I am here to tell you that Jeep does have I don't know if I can give it out on the air, but they do have a number that you could call. Well, they'll come and help you roadside. I'm looking at it right now on the website.
What's going on
Bill,
there, Barry?
6'7" saint.
Just look it up. Just look it up, okay?
Let's bury
look
it up.
Don't like looking it up.
Don guy, go look it up. Just put in Jeep roadside assistance, okay?
Gotcha.
I don't want to give the number out over the air, although, I mean, unless Billy tells me I can.
I mean, what difference does it make? 786-456-4837?
No, it's not the number. It's 800.
That is absolutely the number, Stu. It's 786-456-4 or 5, whatever. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm ready for Wake and Take. I got one in my hand. I've got questions. Y'all have takes. I'm ready to get them out of you.
Okay, but hold on a second. I want to ask you. 1-800-521-2779.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I'm trying to help a guy out. Sign guy. Good luck with your car. 48 hours is way too much. I hope
you Barrett,
get home.
Hey, Barrett, you still have my sign from Moss?
I don't. I gave it to John, who lives in Miami. Hold on, Billy.
You guys are friends? You guys are friends?
They were at Moss. They were at the last Moss together.
You probably saw Sign Guy
like 3 days ago at the Marlins game also.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. Stugatz did.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, Stugatz.
So, shameful admission, Stugatz. I was the fan that accidentally spit in your face at Minos.
What?
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I'm so sorry, but that was me. Yeah.
I mean, just right in my mug, dude.
Yeah, we were hitting my little oil pin there.
Yeah,
and I
remember.
And I coughed straight onto Stugatz's face. That's my bad.
Wow. Yep. What a moment.
I mean, that would scar Billy for weeks. It really would.
I mean, at the time, you didn't want to get coughed on. Well, I mean, you still don't.
We're still there, Billy.
Yeah. Wait, so what did you do with the sign? Why'd you give away the sign? Why'd you give it to John?
Oh, yes. So John, who lives in Miami, who, you know, Billy, you're best friends with at this point.
John was also at the Marlins games, too, guys.
Yeah, it was great to see him.
Yeah.
I've just been overwhelmed with all of this Dan Le Batard show stuff that I have, so I decided to give some of the pieces to him, like one of the paintings that you sent me, the Tennessee Titan, 8-8.
You gave that away?
I still have the Peepo version, and as you can see right here, I have another Flembrandt on my wall.
Nice.
And then I was given a couple more Flembrants by you, Billy, because you're so generous.
Billy, just giving away my artwork?
I've been giving stuff away.
Right. But Billy, why you just giving away my artwork like that, man? It's valuable.
No. So the 8 and 8 was purchased, and money went to charity for that.
Oh, that's right.
I think
okay.
That was on the honor system. I don't know that money ever went to charity, but it also got to Barrett like 2 years late. So you know what? It's okay, I guess.
Okay.
But I didn't know that all this effort was being made to send it to Barrett, to just have Barrett give it away or send it to someone else. We could have cut out the middleman. I could have just given it to who you want to give it to.
Yeah, not only is it someone else, it's someone who lives in Miami.
Yeah.
Wow, it's very inefficient of you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's
and it costs a fortune to ship also.
Yeah.
I have most of them. And, well, now I feel bad.
Nah,
because you definitely did that on your own guy.
You really don't, Barrett.
What a spit in the face.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Barrett, have you taken a hit yet? What's going on?
Oh, so I'm rolling up. I'm in the process of rolling up.
Okay, yep.
Okay, good.
I was expecting some awesome music to be playing. No,
it's playing. You don't hear it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum, bum,
yeah,
bum,
no. We're doing it in post, Barrett, so it'll be when people hear it, hear it.
Yeah, don't tell anyone, Barrett. Yeah, right. Just imagine it's in your head, Barrett, okay? Just imagine it.
Yeah.
Now, Barrett, it is 10:09, and you're rolling up a joint. Is this the first one you're rolling up right now?
It's only 10:05 where I am.
It is. It's Wake and Take. I felt like it would be only appropriate if I was here sharing this with you, Stu.
Wow.
What kind of responsibilities do you have ahead of you today? Like, what kind of day are you looking at today?
Some art to send to people? Yeah.
Today, all I have to do is pay for my car insurance and then go and play dodgeball this evening.
Ah, look at that. A nice dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Bro, we go hard. We play dodgeball every Friday night.
Billy, a day. He's smoking a joint, playing dodgeball, paying car insurance. I mean, sounds like a beauty.
Where are you playing dodgeball? Like a trampoline park or like an actual like gym or something?
No, so we play, it's called Jarbo Park. It's like this normal run-of-the-mill park that you could imagine having tennis courts, basketball courts, so exercise materials, jungle gym stuff, and we take over the tennis courts. And it gets to about 20-on-20, to be honest. Like it's pretty big game.
That seems very hectic and very impossible to officiate.
That sounds like a park that would have frisbee golf. Am I wrong?
There is really nearby, but not at this park. It's like a couple miles down the road. There's
frisbee golf is fun, man. I love frisbee golf so much. But Billy, have you tried frisbee golf?
No, I haven't. There's actually frisbee golf or disc golf or whatever you want to call it at this park down here that I went to a birthday party at not too long ago. And the goals are like in the middle of the street. Like they created like little grass islands. But like if you're going in and out of the park, that's where the goals are. So I would imagine cars get hit quite often.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Dangerous game.
Indian Hammocks on Billy, right by the house.
That's exactly right. Indian Hammocks. Hey, how about that, Stugatz? Why don't we do this? Drive down the sign guy's house, push the button, have Jeep come out. Once it hits the car, we can all go to Indian Hammocks together and we'll play a little frisbee golf. Barrett, you're free to join if you'd like, but it might take you a bit. Together.
Nah, it's only a 6 or 4 hour drive. It'll be good.
Bring some paintings down to give away.
Exactly right. Bring some paintings, give them away. Maybe we'll talk to Willow Park. Willow Park, how are you? It's been a while since we saw you last walking through a factory, I believe you were.
How'd you remember that? Holy shit, Billy.
Buzz, poor man's Jay Cutler. As you can see, he's now changed his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for remembering me, Billy.
Well, I brought you on as Willow Park because we were talking about parks. I didn't know who you were at the time, and I was going to ask you if there's dodgeball or frisbee golf at your park. But there is. Now, is there?
Yes.
Frisbee golf. Have you played?
I have.
Look at
this. It's fun, right?
It's pretty
challenging.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's good because you get like some exercise in. It's fun. You're hanging out with friends. You can do it, you know. If you don't want to exercise, you can drink a lot. You can smoke a lot. Like, it's cool. I like it. It's fun. Yeah.
Are we still in the heating season, poor man's Jay Cutler?
No. We're very much in the cooling season now.
Okay, good.
Even Canada needs air conditioning.
Okay.
Really?
Absolutely.
Huh. I just figured no one ever had air conditioning in Canada. I don't know why I thought that, but I just did.
Huh.
It's weird, right, Billy?
It's a great day where Sean D is at. He's just kind of now walking around looking at the clouds, already made his delivery.
Sean D, are you on another delivery right now?
Nah, people stopped ordering food, and it's so nice that I just figured I'd take a walk. I'm actually
a little stroll,
Bank
huh?
Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah, Bank of America stroll. Stadium. Wow, what's going on there? Give us a live report.
Yeah, so here we are. Bank of America Stadium.
Where did the statue used to be?
Not sure. Like, there's one or like around there where I just came from. But
yeah,
there's people setting up for the Charlotte FC game tomorrow, so they probably don't want me on.
Is that where the great Sam Darnold plays? Or
it is. This is his house.
Wow. Sam's house. I mean, Sam said it's Sam's the house that Sam built, huh?
That's right. It's really nice out today, though. Yeah.
It looks beautiful. I mean, it really looks nice in Charlotte today. Oh, here we go. We have Barrett. He has lit up his first joint of many today. Listen, Billy, when you start smoking at 10, okay, A, it's not your first rodeo. B, it is also not your first or last joint of the day, okay? Like, Barrett might be saying it's his first one. I'm guessing he snuck in a hit right before he came on, and he'll have at least five more joints before the day is up. That's what I'm telling you.
Facts, Stu. No, you know exactly what it is.
Right, so, because you arrive at a point where you're just smoking to stay awake. Yes, I mean.
I'm, like, already on my first cubbed out of the day. Got to redo this. Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about, man. Oh, my God. All right, I'm putting you guys up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know what you're talking about when it comes to Zach Wilson? Because I've got a little question for you here.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We got to it. Good.
If you take out his 60-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
Do you think that he's actually going to be a good quarterback at all? Take out that one huge play.
Why do I have to take that out? I still have questions.
Because that was bullshit, and it was against my Jags.
I know.
But
even if you kept that on the resume, I still have questions about Zach Wilson. You don't have to take it out. I have questions, is my point. Listen, I can only base my opinion on this, on Chris Sims' opinion of Zach Wilson. And because I trust everything that Chris Sims says, okay? Until otherwise, all right? Until he's been wrong, and he hasn't been wrong yet with me.
Chris Sims said Jamarcus Russell is going to be the greatest of all time. That's what Chris Sims said.
But he didn't say it to me. Okay. Oh. He didn't say it to me. He told me Zach Wilson's going to be good. He stands by the fact that he thinks Zach Wilson's going to be good. And until proven otherwise, I am going to. Now, Mikey A has a different opinion. He's a Jet fan. But I think Zach Wilson's going to be good based on nothing else other than Chris Sims' opinion and that 60-yard run. How about that?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is going to be better, man. I'm telling you right now.
You're probably right.
Quarterbacks, he's the man. He's the truth.
I mean,
and yes, Billy, I really just came on here just to give you guys some Jacksonville talk. Duval.
Okay. All right. Sign guy and Barrett, we're going to let you go. Sign guy, good luck with the car. Just go inside the car, hit a button, okay? they'll come get you. And Barrett, thank you, dude. We appreciate it. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your joint, man.
Can I stay and listen?
Yeah, for a second. Poor man Jay Cutler, what are you doing?
Okay, can I ask a question, please?
Absolutely. Yeah,
please do.
This has bugged me for years. You guys play that sound clip of See Ya Gary.
Mm. Yeah.
Anytime someone's on, maybe I'm the only one, but I swear I hear See Ya Guys.
Wow.
And somehow you guys have taken it to Gary, and anytime there's a Gary, you play that little clip.
Yeah.
See you guys. There's a definite at the end.
Wow.
Am I the only one?
We're going to write this down. We're going to have to look into this.
We're going to have to investigate. We can't answer it right now. Billy doesn't have the sound at his disposal. Yeah. So we need to investigate.
Okay,
that's all I can ask for.
We'll put Tony on it.
Yeah.
<I'm> serious.
Okay.
What's going on?
What's up,
what's
Ed?
What's happening?
Bob? How's it going, Billy Stugatz? How's it going?
What's going on, man? What are you doing? Where are you?
I am in the car headed to work.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
What state you in?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, nice, man.
God's country. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the altitude there? We were talking about
Jesus, you
and
the altitude.
Virginia, yeah.
I couldn't tell you right now. I had to check what the weather app. I'm sure that's where it is.
Why would you check? It's the same altitude as it is every day you've lived there.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't change.
I mean, it shouldn't, I don't think.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's some, you know, you go up a hill, you go down a hill.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You ever get nosebleeds?
No, not too often. I'm not a nosebleed guy. Yeah.
No. Where do you work, man, if you don't mind us asking?
I work for my family business. We make hot sauce and ginger beer.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, feel free to send me some hot sauce, my man.
I will. I sent some to Roy a while ago, so.
Really? Wow. Roy hogs everything, man. Like, don't listen. Roy ain't sharing with us. Roy doesn't even like us. I mean,
you know, I had to get Roy out the way. Obviously, you know, we're brothers, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to get him out the way. But I mean, I'll definitely send some of you guys away, too.
Okay. Would have been nice for Roy to share it with us. We were promoted it on the air, you know?
Yeah, we don't need to. Well, let's. You don't need to be. You know.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, it's called Koto LLC. K-O-T-O LLC.
So. All right, good. Nice little plug. I'm proud of you, man. You learned well. That's
a good job. Had to knock it out. Find us on Instagram and Twitter.
Wait, how do you spell it again?
K-O-T-O LLC. Instagram and Twitter.
There you go.
Plug it.
Facebook too.
Barrett just fed me a line. Barrett, congratulations. You fed me your first line ever.
You know what? It was worth it. It was worth keeping Barrett around for.
It was. Barrett, stay here and produce, okay? Because you're high. I mean, good ideas come to you when you're high. You get creative and stuff.
They do.
I know. Who's saying they do?
This guy.
Oh, here we go. Ed Bob joining the party.
Oh, yep. Ed Bob. All right. Oh, God. We got everyone. Wait, this is
Morgan!
Great. I started Waking Take doing
down,
it.
Barrett.
Yeah, exactly. I started Waking Take doing it.
You know, via a statue phone. Of.
No, but this is great, Billy. Now I can actually see him smoking dope in the morning. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like they're waking and baking with us. This is incredible.
What statue?
And I'm jealous. I want to go get mine.
Yeah. Did you see Sean just show us a statue? There's a lot going on right now.
It was Sam Mills.
Oh, Sam Mills, of course.
Sam Mills. Why does Sam Mills have a statue in Carolina? His best days were the Saints, weren't they?
He was a leader and gentleman linebacker from 95 to 97, according to the plaque.
Jesus, okay. That's when you have no history.
Yeah.
No, that means you have that when you listen. When you're trotting out a statue of Sam Mills, you have no history. Okay, that's
wow. Well,
there's another statue up ahead. Let's see if this one's any more.
Sam Mills it should be no Cam longer. Newton, well, right?
He's no longer with us.
Sam Mills, sorry.
Yeah. I went to a game here last year when Cam came back with the Panthers, and I was so excited, and he was so bad.
Mm. Too soon, Billy.
I mean, hey, Morgan.
Hi, Billy.
How are you?
You blew past my question.
Sam Mills is dead?
Oh, jeez.
I know. Listen, $50 fine. Anyway, go ahead. Morgan, what's going on?
Nothing. It's 1 a.m. What's going on, Stu? Jeez.
What are you? It's 1 a.m. What are you talking about?
She's in Australia. Oh, yeah.
Australia.
I'm in Australia, Stu.
I mean, you call us on the way into work. You call us at the end of the night. You call us in the middle of the night. I mean, Morgan, what is going on? Do you sleep? What's happening?
No. Well, Jagsman sent me a DM telling me that I needed to tell Billy to get him on, but he was already on. So okay. That's what I was here to tell him.
Mm. Morgan, was it you I told to go to Guzman y Gomez and get a free taco? Yes.
Yeah. It's like I've eaten there every day, Stu. I still haven't found
it. It's so good, right?
Wow.
You haven't? Yes. You haven't?
Did you ask for them?
No, I'm not an idiot.
You didn't ask for them, Morgan?
No, not once, but I've eaten it like heaps of times.
Morgan, I am telling you, they're the owners of the joint.
They're not there, those two guys.
I spoke to one of them yesterday. They're always there.
Call them right now. Yeah, but there's multiple locations.
It's 1 in the morning.
There's 75 locations, Stu.
Oh, 75, right. I will listen. Before we do this again, I will find out what locations they spend most of their time at, okay?
And then I will do a live cross from Guzman y Gomez.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, done. Okay, I will find out what locations you will walk in and you will get some free tacos, okay?
Foreign correspondent, that's what I am.
Yeah.
Did you go out? Like, are you just getting in from a night out or did you just wake up? Like, you have an alert on your phone for Zoom Zoom Wake and Take? What's going on?
No, I got a DM from Barrett. That's what woke me up. No, I haven't been to bed yet. I'm going to bed. I went out for dinner. It was Friday night, you know?
Yeah. What does Friday hold for us? Because the rest of us haven't experienced all of Friday yet.
Yeah, tell us what happens on Friday.
What's in store?
Look, no one runs out of toilet paper today. Everyone's good. There's no shortage of that. But I feel like it's warmer where you guys are. Sam Mills is already dead, so he's not having a good day.
But for the rest of us,
I think there's good things on the horizon.
Well, who won the Warrior-Celtics game?
I was just going to ask that.
I hate to break it to you, but the Celtics are going back to San Francisco 3-1 up.
Wow. Morgan's a big Celtics fan, Stugat, so this is a good
time for her. Wow. Yeah. I know she already saw the game. What advantage do you have in Australia? I got to tell you.
I know. I've already celebrated. I've had a great time. 3-1. Yeah. Overseas.
Incredible. So you really should bet that in the United States, knowing the outcome,
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I'm taking them right now. This is very, very exciting. Yeah.
Put it in your parlay.
It's a sure thing, yeah.
Nick, what are you doing, man?
I was on a work call, and then I saw that you let me in the Zoom, so I pretended I had another meeting and jumped off.
Well, that seems
so fun. So proud of you, man. Yeah. So proud. Zoom. Way to go, dude.
Yes.
By the way, Morgan, I don't know how you feel about your sheets, but you should check out Sheets and Giggles if you're about to go to bed and perhaps buy some more comfortable sheets, okay?
I would, but they don't ship to Australia, so maybe you can get to it. And
believe me, if I call the owner and tell him to ship them to Australia, he'll get them there.
Do this. Have them ship it to Barrett, and then Barrett will re-gift it and send it to you, because that's what Barrett does.
You know what? I think Barrett does owe me that, because I got him a cameo from you. Not from you, Billy. It wasn't from you. It was from somebody else. But Barrett owes me.
All right, let's get back to Nick here. But first, hold on. Where did Bob go? Bob, where are you?
I'm here. I got a take.
Ed Bob.
All right, wait. You have a take, because you also have a massive fucking blunt in your mouth, man.
I have two takes. I have a sports take and a non-sports take.
All right, let's go. Sports take, non-sports. Right. Give us a sports first.
Sports take. I'm a Cowboys fan, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Stephen A would not be proud, but we all know Dak Prescott, he played extremely well at the beginning of the season last year. Mm-hmm. So, this year, CeeDee Lamb, he's going to take the step. Dak Prescott, he's going to stay healthy.
No, Zeke, in the playoffs.
Zeke's going to be on the revenge tour, and I'm telling you, it's now or never.
Wow.
I'm saying it now. Now or never. If it doesn't happen now, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Hmm. So,
well, it's never then.
This is the year. And it has to be this year. Otherwise, the Cowboys are done.
Wow.
Like forever?
Yeah. Forever.
That's so dramatic.
No, I think Morgan, what he's saying, it is dramatic. It's very, but you have to be dramatic when you're giving a sports hot take. You have to, okay? I think what he's saying is if Dak doesn't get it done with this group this year, it's never. Now or never for this group.
They got to blow it up.
You're blowing it out right now. I mean, look at you.
You got to blow it up.
That's right.
Amazing. You like that one. What was your non-sports take?
All right, non-sports take. So, I think that pets, dogs, cats, they should be paying rent. I woke up this morning with, poop on my carpet. My dog pooped on the deck yesterday. Yeah. And I'm fed up. I pay $50 a month for you to live here, and you don't chip in at all.
But you chose to have the dog. You chose. That was your choice.
I adopted the dog. I adopted you off the street.
Right.
You know, the kindness of my heart. You could have been left. And I paid for you, and I still pay for you. And the least you could do is chip in a little bit.
So
you guys have dogs, Finny, Dopey.
It's a little five-ski.
It's a little feisty,
I'm not telling you wrong. Ed Bob, I have a question for you. So, would dogs be paying you in human currency, or would they have their own type of dog currency or tree?
Probably Dogecoin.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, Dogecoin makes sense, Dogs, Doge. Yeah.
All right.
Crypto.
Yeah.
Dogs paying rent. Okay, yeah. Certainly should pay the cleaning bill for shitting all over your rug. I mean,
yeah,
for sure.
Are we sure that shit wasn't him paying you?
That's a really good question. Right, I'm glad he pays you asked that. Right. Yeah, maybe that's the currency.
Yeah, I'm, I agree with Mikey A. That was a payment.
I don't think so.
Well, let's go to Nick quickly because I forgot to get back to Nick here. Nick, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Altitude is 5280 or something. I'm near the Sheets and Giggles guy out in Denver.
See? Are you going to the wedding?
No, I was not invited. Oh, I did see that on Instagram or Twitter. So I did a little Instagram stalking and whatnot. But
Why don't we do this, Nick? Why don't we do this? If one of us is invited to the wedding, if one of us is invited to the wedding, then you can go for us.
All right. Yeah. I feel like I can ramble pretty well, so I'll fit right in with you. Pretend I'm Billy.
Perfect.
Aside note on that, thank you for my brother's birthday cameo ramble. But I do have a non-sports.
Wait, how long was Billy's cameo ramble? Just out of curiosity, like how long was it?
I mean, admittedly, I explicitly asked him to ramble, but it was like I think it was 3 minutes or so.
Oh,
so I had to I shared a clip of it on social.
Yeah, it's a short one. I'm sorry. I could have done better. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yes. Yeah. But
you were saying, Nick, I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, you're good. So I do have a non-sports take, which is that no sandwich is better than like a real shitty liquor store deli sandwich, like one where you have to go into the back and you don't even know there's really a deli in there. And it's still like $9 and it's substantially better than any sandwich you'll get at a fancy deli, at, you know, some bullet, like a Subway or something, obviously, but.
So it's like a hidden deli in the back of a liquor store, which I've actually in the Northeast where my kids go to camp, I've seen that before. Like delis are hidden in weird places up there. It sounds like that. And it's funny. And you're right. They're usually good. You want to know why? Boar's Head tastes the same no matter where you buy it from. Okay. It doesn't matter. Well, Boar's Head is Boar's Head, whether it's in the back of a liquor store, the nicest deli you've ever seen.
Is this some East Coast bias yesterday? Like, why isn't sourdough on anyone's top five breads?
Wow. I had it on mine. I went straight to number one with money, but sourdough would be in my top five. Absolutely would be in my top five. Mikey
probably Acer number here. Three for me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sourdough's fantastic.
Have you heard of Dutch Crunch?
No.
All right. It's definitely just like a West Coast thing, the San Francisco thing, but it's a, it's like crunch. It's soft bread, but then it's crunchy right on the outside. So you get a kind of a crisp initial bite, but then it goes soft.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but maybe you can, come to California, you get a little, a little Stugot special, smoke a little weed, and I'm sure you'd love it.
Well, that goes without saying the weed part. Real quick, Ed Bob, how high are you right now?
Moderate. I'm pretty high. I can get
another push. Scale 1 to 10.
Denver.
7.5.
Barrett, seven scale, and a half. Barrett, scale of 1 to 10.
7 feels like a good number.
7, but you want to be at a 10. You'll be there soon, right, Barrett?
I think I got to eat something first, then maybe after I eat, then we'll be trying to get on cloud 9.
Oh. All right, good. All right, Zoom, wake and take. We love all of you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for participating. Billy needs to wrap this up now because he's got about 9 hours of editing to do, okay?
Go Seas.
All right. Everyone, have a good weekend. And don't forget, because Morgan told us, take the Celtics tonight, okay?
Celtics. Big Al Horford.
Celtics.
Bye,
guys.
Okay. Bye. See you guys. Thank you, everyone. Sean D is still there.
Yeah, what's up, guys? You want to hang out? No, just kidding. I was gonna ask for a super cheesy like late '90s radio shout out, but now that we're done, it's all good. My girlfriend just got a new job, and I'm like super proud of her.
Oh, what's her name?
Kate.
Shout out to Kate! Congrats on the new job.
Yes.
Thanks, Billy. She'll love that.
We will do that next time. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll show up.
We'll do it this time. I'm leaving it in. Shout out to Kate. Congrats. What's the job? Do you know? Well, you know, but I don't know if you want
to. Yeah, no, she's going to be, I won't say what company, but she's going to be recruiting. We're really excited about it. So,
wow.
Yeah, awesome, stuff. Man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. She's awesome.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.